You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has reviewed travel advice for those heading to the US. However, this status remains at exercise increased caution. This comes alongside multiple cases of tourists visiting or transiting through the US being detained, strip searched, and deported, despite having adequate legal documents. News and editorial director Joel spoke to Virginia Brown, a professor of psychology at the University of Auckland, about New Zealand's travel advice to the US and their recommendations for developing a travel risk assessment before travelling to or through the country.
To start, could you discuss your experience with planning to visit the US and what sort of things you have been looking out for regarding this process?
Yeah, I think I had a number of work trips planned that were transiting through the US this year, not actually visiting, but in the last few months, when Trump's administration started to be very clearly attacking universities and very clearly targeting kind of certain academics and students, I started to feel a little bit wary about that. And eventually, talking to some people, decided to get some advice on my own kind of personal risk assessment around travelling, and at that point, as that was undergoing, I'd already sort of decided to not travel through the US just because of the risk of a number of kind of things coming together and being potentially not, you know, denied entry into the States. So it, it really kind of raises alarm bells for anyone who's travelling who may have done anything that is kind of slightly critical of the Trump administration or researches in certain areas or sort of speaks out about equity, inclusion, those sorts of areas, or indeed anyone who has an identity that's basically not, you know, cisgender white person at the moment, especially if their passport and their gendered identity presentation raises any kind of potential questions for anybody assessing that at the border.
Speaking more to that, what additional precautions would you have for those, such as the transgender community or academics who have been outspoken against Trump's administration? What sort of risk assessments would you suggest they kind of delve into before either transiting through the United States or visiting the United States?
I think it's really worth, you know, doing some research and understanding the potential risk. There's lots of people who are kind of publishing advice around that at the moment online and those sorts of places. And if you're at Auckland Uni, you can contact the risk office and, you know, talk through the potential risk if there are kind of any aspects of your risk profile. You know, some of the general advice is to make sure your social media or other kind of information that may be critical is removed from devices when you travel. And that generally seems like sensible advice. I think being aware that it's kind of not just your everyday world anymore seems really important. And particularly for people who have never had to think about kind of border entry in any kind of way before, which won't be the case for, you know, any trans travellers, but maybe if you're a, you know, Pākehā cisgender academic, you won't have ever had to kind of think about that as something before. So not being naive and thinking about it and looking at your profile and thinking about what the consequences might be. So if you did go or transited and there was a problem, you know, what are the kind of impacts of that for you or for your family or whoever it might be?
Internationally, we have seen visitor numbers to the US drop, with the federal government's National Travel and Tourism Office showing a preliminary drop of 11.6% in March as opposed to the same month in 2024. You briefly touched on this before, but are colleagues and loved ones of yours reconsidering transiting through the United States as well as you are, or even visiting the United States at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's a real mix. I've talked to some people who are still travelling and understand that there are reasons for that, but definitely there are also people who are saying they won't travel, and others who are really sort of seriously weighing up those risks. And that's not just among academics or, you know, students, that's other people as well. And people who are in the States, actually, like New Zealand citizens, are also sort of facing decisions about what's the risk of coming home in terms of re-entry and those sorts of things if they're not US citizens. So it's definitely a conversation that some people are having and some people are thinking about, and I think it's important that we should.
I want to touch on New Zealand's travel advice currently. Do you think, as Trump is really only at the start of his four-year term in office, could we see New Zealand's travel advice change and align with some other countries?
Yeah, I had a look at their travel advice yesterday, and I know that I noticed that the increased risk caution is around terrorism. And I do think that we have as a country a kind of duty of care to think about the potential risks that citizens travelling might face. And I do think that although, it might sound paranoid, I do think that the increased warnings that other countries have given are taking a responsible approach. I think one of the aspects of the Trump administration is its sort of chaotic randomness. So, you can't know for certain. There's always that sort of uncertainty around that, and that feels like that is an important aspect for any kind of travel advisory to take into account. So short answer, I would like New Zealand to increase its travel advisory. I think that would be the responsible and kind of careful position to take.
That kind of answers my last question, but at this current stage, is a change in travel advice necessary, and how much of a increase in concern should New Zealand have a stance on regarding this?
I think there's two aspects to it. One is, are citizens likely to face increased risk, and obviously MFAT has experts in these areas and they can kind of look at that and make those judgments better than I can. I'm only looking at it from my kind of social science scholarly perspective and point of view, but I think, this is a kind of extraordinary situation. We're not just dealing with a slight change in a political leader, a shift from the left to the right, for instance, something that's familiar. The very kind of terms of operation and the way in which the kind of accepted rule of law, as problematic as that often is, operated within the states has fundamentally shifted under this Trump regime. And that is, I think, a reason and a rationale for why taking a travel advisory seriously is a useful kind of step for the government to take, or for the country to take.
That was the University of Auckland's Virginia Brown on New Zealand's exercised increased caution status for those visiting or passing through the United States, and her recommendations for those planning to develop a travel risk assessment beforehand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.